Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart, and it's time for an All of It album listening party. Tomorrow, country musician Jamie Wyatt will release her album Neon Cross, which Spin calls, quote, brutally honest. And Rolling Stone says, quote, refines Wyatt's honky-tonk sound into something more lush, layered, and complex. The album builds on her 2017 EP Felony Blues, which explored the singer's late teens and early 20s when she was in the throes of a drug addiction and a foul of the law. On Neon Cross, Wyatt digs deep into her past from the perspective of someone now 2 years sober with songs like this one, Hurt So Bad.
What does it hurt so bad? I lost the best I never had. People say I should be glad. I lost the best I never had.
In the last few years, Wyatt revealed to family and friends that she's gay and has described Neon Cross as her way of coming out to the world. The LGBTQ magazine The Advocate has named her the, quote, new queer queen of outlaw country. Jamie Wyatt joins me now. I think I'd want that on a t-shirt, Jamie.
Really? Wow. Thanks, Allison. How are you?
I'm doing great. And folks, we're going to play a performance from the album that hasn't been released yet. We're going to play that in a little while, but let's talk to Jamie first. So, Jamie, what does Neon Cross mean?
Well, Neon Cross, I mean, literally, there is a Neon Cross in Hollywood that sits above the 101 freeway that I would see. But Neon Cross, it's more so about, I really feel like the things I went through in the last few years in my life kind of feel like a death and rebirth. You know, I'd come out to my family and went through that whole process. And then also lost my father to ALS during that time and relapsed on drugs and alcohol and then got sober again. You know, struggles in the music business, of course. It's just been a bit, it's been a ride. So me, it's the rebirth. Neon Cross is, you know, symbolic of just how music had given me the expression that gave me the will to live. And the strength and courage to be my true self and be visible as a gay woman in country music. You know, so Neon Cross, I think, is like, you know, I live in the nightlife, but I'm also, you know, a sober person. I think that I just feel like music saved my life, and actually specifically country music has saved my life, but I'm not your typical country person, so that's a little long answer, but that's a glimpse into what Neon Cross means.
Was it difficult to be vulnerable on this album?
Absolutely, very difficult. It's not, you know, I think it took me so long to come out and to see who I was because I've always been a people pleaser. And it's just the way I grew up. I was the hero and the mascot of my family and just wanting everyone to be happy and sort of ignoring my own needs and wants. And I do understand it's still in 2020 controversial to be gay. It's just still, it's much better and thank goodness. But I know that, and I've already seen that I have displeased some people, but it's more important. But what I learned, right, is that it's more important for me to be out proud and visible in my music because I struggled not knowing and not feeling supported for so long that I want to be an example and be there for young people who are struggling with, you know, for me, I used drugs because I didn't know who I was and because I had so much fear and emotional issues tied into that.
It's got to be healthier for you to be vulnerable at this point, right?
Absolutely. It is, absolutely. And I had a lot of support making the record to be vulnerable, you know, with friends like, you know, Shooter Jennings, who produced the record, is my producer, but also my friend, and has been very supportive.
My guest is Jamie Wyatt. We're talking about her new record, Neon Cross. So you mentioned Shooter Jennings. He's produced Brandi Carlile and Tanya Tucker. He's country royalty, son of Waylon Jennings. As a producer, what did he get out of you?
Well, I'll tell you what, talk about vulnerability. He was like very much, he wanted me to keep first and second vocal takes. And that's what we ended up doing for the bulk of the album. So for me, you know, instead of like perfecting the vocal and making everything, you know, sound pretty and perfect, he's like, he was, you know, some of the content was very emotional and just, you know, coming from a place of despair and just sadness. And so it was fitting to have raw vocal takes. And but for me, that's very vulnerable.
Let's listen.
So he was very, he helped with that and pushed me in that direction.
Well, let's listen to a track from the record, which happens to have his mom on it, Jesse Coulter. This is called Just a Woman. Let's listen to it.
I'm just a woman. Nothing more, nothing less. I can't help what I'm doing.
That's Jamie Wyatt. So it, people might think you must have been born and bred in Nashville, but that is not true. You are
No, not at all. Born in L.A., grew up in Washington State. So really, I don't remember much of L.A., but grew up in Washington State from age 4 to 17. I grew up on a tiny little island in the woods. My parents and I are very country music enthusiasts, and that's how I grew up. And I grew up working in horse barns, and listening to actually a lot of 90s country music is what I grew up on. So I did not grow up in the South, but I don't know, I've just been devoted to country music since I was a small kid. And you know, playing cowboy since I was little, literally just wishing I was a cowboy, you know?
Yeah. So I want to play this track for you, for our audience, Sweet Mess. It's a performance you sent in from a song that hasn't been released yet. What's the song about? Can you set it up for the audience?
I could generally set it up in that Sweet Mess is, I have loved people and even in my family, and maybe this is a reflection of myself too, but I have loved people who cannot help themselves be well. Whether that be, you know, mental illness and drug addiction. I've loved a lot of addicts besides myself. And, you know, romantically, this is someone I was in love with that I couldn't be with because I am sober. But it's, you know, there's a lot of just learning for me. This was Sweet Mess was appreciating the being and their path and loving with detachment, if you will. So, yeah.
Well, let's play it. This is Sweet Mess from Jamie Wyatt.
Thank you.
Was Jamie Wyatt with Sweet Mess. That's just gorgeous. Jamie, thank you so much for letting us play that before the album comes out. It was so beautiful. You know,
thank you.
We would talk so much about vulnerability and about your sobriety and about your coming out to family and now to your industry.
Yes.
As someone's lived through so much and you've had to do so much self-reflection and be so vulnerable and forgiveness of yourself, how has that affected you as a songwriter?
Well, I believe that, you know, anything difficult that has required me to grow emotionally and spiritually has absolutely benefited my songwriting. It's something that, you know, I'm very naturally resistant. I'm going to avoid pain at all costs, but because I've had to take some of this stuff head on, I really think that it has come out in the songwriting, as uncomfortable as it was, just being able to have a little bit more tolerance, emotional tolerance, and get closer to some of these, some of the difficult emotions, then those come out in the songs. I think they've allowed me to, it's allowed me to be more expressive than ever. And, you know, more truthful and more, just a little bit more descriptive and a little bit more closer to the point, you know.
Was everything on the table in terms of subject matter this time around?
Was everything on the table?
Yeah.
I don't use a lot of pronouns in my music. I anticipate, that's something that I'm still kind of toying with. You know, in songs like Rattlesnake Girl, I describe it's autobiographical. And in the chorus, I say, I see all my sweet friends. They all look happy and gay. And you know, that's about the closest thing I got to it. I also got to the root of some of my relapse and drug addiction in some songs, you know, talking about, you know, by your side, you know, ketamine and wine, and it's terrible, but it's the truth. And it's I felt okay with saying that stuff because I'm currently sober and working through it. I'm, you know, working on getting into my third year of sobriety. It's so I'm okay with talking about that now. But I get pretty literal at sometimes, you know.
The name of the album is Neon Cross. It is due out on May 29th. Jamie Wyatt, congratulations on the album, and thank you so much for joining us and for that track. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Allison. I appreciate you so much.